Well, let's find out. It is now, I think it's identifying, I hear an H, four quick beeps. That's what I was going to say. So I figured it out, and now instead of an ID followed by a zero, it should be an H followed by an I, or an I followed by an H. I can't remember which one I did for which. Yeah, I've been listening. I'm like, wait a minute, that's different. I don't know if I've heard an I. I feel like I've only heard four quick ones. Hold on, let me get it dialed up here. I'm also 2 days into learning CW, so I could be completely wrong. No, you're right. It was an H and an I, because I wanted it to go. So what it is, it turns out, is when it loses GPS, so it says master timing. So it would ID when it would lose master timing, and then it would do the zero when it would regain master timing. And so I changed it. First, I just eliminated it so that we wouldn't hear anything. And then I thought, you know what, I'd like to know that. So now it should just go did it, and then it should go did it when it comes back. Or the other way around, did it when it goes off, and then did it when it comes back. I think it's did it when it goes off, when it loses GPS, and did it when it comes back. You'll be able to tell by the order. You know, the one will always follow the other. And I know why, because I got the GPS puck. We haven't ran it outside yet. It's just sitting in a windowsill in a northern exposure. At least it's an easy fix, though. I mean, you just got to get it outside. Or I was even going to say, if it's a fixed location, can't you just, well, I guess, I'm sure there's a reason for the GPS. Can't you just set the fixed location with the lat long and be done with it? But I'm sure there's a purpose. Yeah, the GPS doesn't really serve that purpose. It's for timing. All the audio signals from the different satellite receivers have to be perfectly timed. That makes perfect sense, because even the ISP ones aren't perfect. That's why when every once in a while you hear it toggling, you can just kind of barely, you know, hear a little difference. They're that close. Then an echo, if you will.
ESI.
Hello, Greggy.
I just heard the I. Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just stepped in my office, fired up the radio, see if I can catch the Breakfast Club on their ride in. What's new and exciting?
Well, I'm actually on my way in today. Andrea's got a doctor appointment this morning, so I'm running her to that. And then I've got a virtual meeting at 9. There was a loss of signal. And I have a virtual at 9 for about an hour, and that's my day. So, yee-haw, skippy. Dakota?
Good morning, Greg. Not a whole lot, just driving into work, hopefully going to cut out early, and have a weekend to do something I want to do. I'm going to play some radio. I got to take the kids to the zoo on Sunday, and yeah, just another week down.
All right, very good. Well, that's a good day, Sean. A little Dr. Aaron meet in a virtual meeting. You got to like that. And the zoo day, very good, or day or weekend or whatever. That's a good trip, too. Good to hear. I haven't checked the weather yet. Looking a little bit gray outside. I just took the trash out because I didn't want to miss it. And but I didn't look to see if it's going to get any better today. So it's got to be better than yesterday. That was pure rain.
Yeah, it looks a little cloudy and rainy. So I'm guessing we're probably going to have some of that. I don't know. Didn't really check the forecast. It's like 58 already, so it's going to be a nice day aside from any precipitation. But wife says, no, it's not, it's only going to be about 60. That's a nice day in my book. But anyhow, that's the only thing about today, though, on another note, for my usual ride-in starts around 7 and then runs to, there was a 4 and there was a 2, yeah. So 4 loses and 2 reacquires. Anyhow, we're going to be at the doctor here in about a mile, so it's going to be a short commute for me today. Dakota? I'm late today, too. I'm not too. I know you're not late, but I'm behind schedule. I did not want to go in today. I thought about not going in today, but here we are. Greg, what do you got planned today?
No plans at all, really. It's yard work, but it might be a little wet and rainy yet, not sure. My wife's got a lunch thing, so I'll be available for lunch if anybody wants to do that. And just putting in my forever messy office, I kind of want to get that cleaned up a little bit. So just that kind of easy-peasy stuff, nothing exciting at all. Sean, I sent you a message on Telegram about the B-25 stuff. I don't know anything about it. I'm going to need some advice to decide whether I want to delve into it or not. I think I do, as far as radios and programming and repeater range and all that kind of stuff. So that's so cool, another aspect. And to me, it's a cool one, the B-25 stuff. So I'd be interested in any kind of tips you may have on that. I know you're arriving at your thing, so we'll chat at that when we get a chance. But so that's in my brain, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a niche thing. What happens is all the commercial radio techs I know are all into it, you know, so it's like, that's kind of why we got it going. It's not highly used. I'll have to talk maybe offline about my long-range plans, but this is going in. It's going to be connected up to a statewide system, and this one here may get curtailed a little bit. I may get this one just down to, the FBI series of repeaters, Richmond, Romeo, West Bloomfield, and Warren, and then that one may be the wide-reaching one. So, this one can always, occasionally connect anywhere, but I'm kind of like thinking it all out. I don't know, but all I knew is that I wanted to get the P25 running again on this repeater, and then I thought, you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather just put in a complete standalone, and then that way we don't have a problem with, this one not being available for analog users, while it's being dubbed P25 or vice versa, and so I made that decision a while back and put in for it. And lo and behold, yesterday I got home and he said, you got my provisional coordination. So anyhow, we're just pulling up here. I will definitely keep everyone in the loop as this thing progresses, and we'll go from there. I'm just pulling up here at the clinic. I got to get my wife out and go get parked and all that good stuff. So I'll be back in a second, for a second. W8FU, Dakota.
All right, Sean, talk to you in a bit. I saw a little bit of it on Telegram. I know nothing about it either, Greg. Like, literally nothing other than it's a digital mode.
Yeah, me too. Well, I can handle, the repeater and its operation, and the digital mode can deal with that and kind of how everything works. But just the whole radios on, as far as what I would want to try first, an HT, can I hit it from here with an HT, or should I get a mobile? I mean, I would probably be utilizing it more from home than I would my car, so I'm leaning more toward a mobile, but I really don't know. And then what radio to get, I looked online, and it's like, well, there's an expense factor for one, but there are cheaper ones too, or achievable ones. And then programming and software, and it's a whole different animal. So things I gotta learn and figure out and decide if I want to dive into it or not. I think it would be cool though.
So the sweet spot sweet spot kind of is the Motorola XTS, XTL radios. The XTL is the mobile and the XTS is the portable. And there's a couple of them around town here. There was a lot of guys that bought them back when the system was rocking and rolling before. And, you know, when the system went down, a lot of guys got out from underneath them. And then, you know, but I says, you know, well, I will be putting it back up. It's just how long do you want to sit on it? You know, I'm sure they figured it could always get another if something cool happens. But I know Lance has got one, and he's probably never, and he wants to get rid of it because he's never going to use it because he lives up in Flushing. And the P25 available to him is all going to be VHF. And he's got a UHF one. So there's one right there. I don't know what he's got or what he's willing to spend. Or he's got an XDS 5000 handheld. But we can talk more about it. You know, like I said, it's not really something I, you know, encourage people to do. It's kind of one of those things like if you're interested and you want to do it, you know, kind of a thing. But I definitely... You know, I hate to, you know, tell people, you know, oh, yeah, get into it. I like it, okay, you know, and I know there's, you know, at least half a dozen people waiting for it to pop up here locally, and then there's a whole bunch of people around the state that are running it regularly, you know, that's always on in their vehicle. So, I don't know. We'll talk as time goes on. I've got to get the, you know, I'm really busy this weekend, so I don't think I'm going to have time, but... I got to get a replacement repeater for the GMRS, and then I'm going to pull the repeater that's currently in for GMRS, and that's going to be the machine I'm going to use for P25. And then, you know, and then I got to get it networked and stuff like that. So there's, you know, there's a bit to do. I'm hoping I'll have this online, you know, in a couple of weeks. All right. I got to jump out, get inside. I'm sure she's going in by now, and I'm going to have to go figure out where the hell she is. W8FD, Dakota.
Thanks for the info, Sean. Keep it posted. NADBFX. I don't even know if I said it this morning.
Yeah, Greg, I'm intrigued as well. I don't know. I got to look it up. I think the open spot might do it. I know it does on XTN. I don't know if it does P25, though.
Yeah, that was another one of my questions. I think the PiStar does P25. But is it going to be on a network that we can get at it? So another question there, and maybe just start with that instead of actually investing in radio or whatever. Or if it is an open spot, could always get one of those if the PiStar doesn't do it. so yeah, that's definitely another angle at it. Just more toys. Oh boy, yay! And I hear what Sean's saying too. You know, it's not something for the masses. It's a niche thing, and I'm well aware of that. It's not going to be the next latest, greatest, everybody jumps in kind of thing. But I like to tinker with all the different stuff, so I think it's kind of cool.
I do enjoy getting my feet wet with some new radio stuff. I just looked it up. OpenSpot does do P25, so cool thing with that OpenSpot, too. Before you even have to make an investment aside from that, you can cross mode. So any of your digital radios, you can talk on P25 until you figure out if it's worthwhile or not. Because I don't know what the buy-in is on that. I know everyone raves about the motos, and I know they're the best, right, for what they're intended. But I like, you know, to tinker and mess with my, not tinker. I don't know if I like using that word with my radio. I like to screw around with my radios and you know, program them on the fly if I have to and things like that. And I don't think you can really do that on those motos. It's, you know, plug it into a computer, set it up, and that's it.
Right, yep, okay. Yeah, a lot of things. And you said you can cross mode on it. I'm looking at the PiStar dashboard right now. It's got P25, so it will do it, but... oh yeah, there's YSF to P25, so it'll cross mode, but no DMR to P25, so I would have to have either operate it with my Yaesu in the car or get another YSF radio. shows. All right, I'm putting the pieces together here.
Well, your cheapest buy-in would be an FT-70, which are great radios minus the battery. So you could use that, or, I mean, I think it's a worthwhile investment depending on how much you mess with digital, but I absolutely love my Open Spot. Just because I can turn it on, it connects to my hotspot or my home internet, and from the app I can go anywhere I want. Way less cumbersome than a Pi Star. I went through that a few times, and I just felt like I was always fighting the Pi Star, so I finally broke down and bought one. An Open Spot, and it's been great. So I will be sitting on the side when you guys fire up the V25, and if I want to jump in, I'll just use my Kenwood and my Open Spot and talk to you there.
Yeah, very good. That's a good idea. Yeah, I agree with you on the Pi Star. You kind of fight with it. It's not, I don't think it's a prime time avenue for us. If I were to spend a lot of time on the digital mode, hopping around to all the various places you can connect to, I would probably have it on the spot already. But right now, this is serving my purpose. But, yeah, the Open Spot is like the be-all, end-all, you know, duty toy for digital, and I'm sure I'll end up having one someday. But that brought up another point. I believe the clear note will do P25, and I can just use an analog radio. Don't know how good it'll sound, but it's a starting point. So I actually have a way in right now. I forgot about that, at least to get started.
Okay, my bad. Running DV switch from the waiting room. I will have to see. That's going to be all part of the networking mystery, if I can get that working, because, you know, that begs a question. It's got to be on a network like MMDVM or something like that in order for you to connect that way. And that's going to be, we'll see. There's not a cookie cutter solution for that.
I was curious what the complexity would be, you know, backhauling this to a network that we can hotspot into. I'm sure it's not as simple as everything else that's up and running right now. But Greg and I were just spitballing with the different gadgets we have or could get without having to fork up a larger investment in a piece of hardware.
Okay, Sean. Yeah, good to know. All right. Yeah, we were just kind of throwing stuff around and bouncing ideas off each other. Dakota, I think you're at the end of the rope on whatever repeater you're on. Might be time to switch. Sean, go ahead if you can.
Yeah, I'm just here in the lobby waiting. But, yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to get it to working with, you know, with that kind of stuff. But that's not a gimme like it is with, you know, All-Star or MMBBM, you know, repeaters, because we're trying to do something a little bit more professional with the Quantar repeaters and the VDOT24 signal or data stream, and, you know, kind of keeping it all exactly like it is in the, you know, the public safety world. And so getting, you know, connecting up with that is going to be a little, you know, a little tricky. So it may not at first be, but that will be a goal, you know, is to be able to use, you know, the Open Spots and things like that. The problem is that, you know, part of the problem with any of the digital stuff that we have is that's where usually if there's people that are going to be sounding terrible in any given mode, it's usually those people. Right, and we always kind of prided ourselves on the P25 side of the house, but we never had that. It was all Motorola equipment, Motorola repeaters on a amateur version of a Motorola P25 network, and everybody always sounded stellar. You know, there were nobody coming along with their, you know, MMBBM hotspot sounding all crappy and everything like that, and so, you know, it was kind of the selling point for us elitists, quote-unquote, anyhow, so there's a little finagling to get there, and we'll see where that shakes out.
No, that's a valid point, especially if it's going on over the air. I agree. You don't want someone like Greg. Imagine that Pi Star I gave you with the Pi Zero and that Chinese MMBVM board. I can't imagine it would sound great going out over the air. So I get where you're coming from, Sean, especially if you guys are putting up the investment in the good hardware and whatnot, and the labor and the effort to make it, you know, good and functional. I wouldn't want bad audio either. Maybe when the time comes, there's some exclusivity to it where there's a vetting process before you get access to the hotspot capability.
Yep, I understand that as well, Sean. You know, build the network or single repeater or whatever, the system up exclusively for what it is. It's a good way to do things, and if you want to keep it pure, I completely understand that, and I would advocate for that as well. And you know me, I don't like to sound bad. If anybody ever hears anything wrong with my stuff, I want to know about it, and I jump all over it. So in that particular case, hey, if it's Motorola equipment that it's going to need, and so be it, you know. I'm good with that.
Hey, quick radio check. So I'm on my DB Switch app on my Android phone. And right now the phone is right up on my face. I'm going to move it, like, way down by my side, and I'm going to talk the exact same. And I need you to tell me if you can tell that I've moved the phone, because I'm on a headset, and I'm hoping that the headset picks up my audio. So I'm going to move it now and keep talking. So right now I just moved the phone way down to my side, and I'm curious if you're hearing me just as well. And now I'm moving the phone back. Is my headset picking up my audio, or is it the phone?
Definitely sounds like your headset. I was going to say for DV Switch, you sound pretty good. Obviously, that mic's sensitive, so I can tell you're in an echoey room of some sort, but it sounds totally fine, and I could not hear any variation in audio when you move the phone.
Very clear over here.
Okay, well, that means I can keep the phone on my lap. I don't have to pick it up. So that's good. Yeah, I moved out into the lobby here instead of if it's tolerable. But, I'm excited for it. We had a lot of fun with it. I don't know where it's going to go, but the first goal is getting something up online. And the connectivity it has in the beginning may differ from the connectivity we ultimately march towards, because I'd like to be able to, you know, I'd like these people to be able to get on it and steer it to, like, North America, or stay local, you know, and that's something that the network I'm going to initially connect to will not allow. We don't allow talk loop changing, and I want both. I want to be able to talk to them, like, normally it would be on the Michigan P25 network. But if somebody wanted to key up on, let's say 10-200 and go, North America, they could. They just change the channel on the radio, key up, and they'll be on 10-200. And then maybe when they unkey after a certain amount of time, it'll just go back to monitoring on the MIP-25 network. So, anyhow, we'll see. It's getting it back online, and it was always my baby. It was always the DVAT-6, and we use this thing so much now with AllStar and everything and with the connections and all that I didn't want to mix mode this one anymore. I just leave this one dedicated to what it's doing.
All right, very good. Understood. In the middle of your transmission, there was a couple of blasts of noise. I don't know if it was you or somebody else or what it was. Just for a second here and there. Almost like maybe something was interfering with your headset, Bluetooth wise. I really don't know what it was, but no big deal. I wanted to get aware of that. So, all right, good enough. I'm gonna look around online, maybe hit up Lance and see what he wants to part with his radio. Still got sure if I want an HT or a mobile, though, because I don't know that I'd use it a whole lot away from home. I'm not away from home very often. So, or even if I want to do it at all, but we'll see. Lots of chatting to do, but very cool. I'm glad it's another avenue that's coming our way. Go ahead. I think there was actually another station. Pause a little bit. If not, go ahead, Dakota.
I double with you there. My bad, Greg.
Oh, no big deal. Anyway, that's all I got for now. Are you at work yet, Dakota?
Yeah, I'm back in my spot here. Just procrastinating going in. I think I'm going to cut out early. My 710 is out for delivery, so I just want to go home and play with that and take it easy for the rest of the day, but I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
When you said my 710 is out for delivery, I was thinking you were saying a time, like, you know, my 710 appointment, you know. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden it clicked. And I was like, never mind.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, cool biz, 710 on the way. That's a fun toy.
Yeah, Sean, I'm pretty late if that's the case.
Yep. So I moved out of the lobby there, so maybe now I'm actually out front, so not to hear anything, you hear birds chirping. No echo, though, I don't think. But we'll see if that burst comes back. And, yeah, Greg, I'm with you. I thought I heard somebody else in there. It might have been Joe. He's noisy, though, and I didn't hear everything he said, so I'm guessing that was Joe. Anywho, nice morning. I'm sitting outside now, and I got just a light hoodie on, and it's comfortable.
That was me. Am I a little clear on this frequency? KE4ZYQ there, Sean.
Yeah, that sounded perfect, Joe. Good morning. Dakota?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, it's much better. I thought I heard a ZYQ on that first one, and it was just really noisy. But I'm going to step out, 7:30, updates last night. I got a bunch of crap I got to do this morning, so I'm going to clear out. It was good talking to you guys, and I'll probably catch you this afternoon. Everyone have a good day, and I'll pass it over to Greg, NABBF.
All right, very good. Get in there, and good luck on getting out of there. I know the exact feeling you got. You got to get home and get to that toy, so hopefully that'll all work out for you. KE8VSI, Joe, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, KE4ZYQ, good morning, by the way. I just wanted to jump in and let Sean know I can hear him, too, over here. And Sean, I'm kind of disappointed there. If the FBI, I'm bad into the FBI, I think they're going to be using that for the set coming this Saturday. So I'm not going to be doing pretty good into the FBI, but I'm on the, what is it, 625 right now? I'm on the other, what is that, KC8UMP, whatever. So I don't know. Guess I can't get into the FBI that good. Back to you.
Well, you should, you know, you're getting out there a ways for portable coverage. So if you got portable, but if you got a mobile, you should be into it rock solid. So, and mobile, you should be okay. Why don't you try it again next go around now that we know what we're listening for. And we'll let you know what we hear. And Greg, did you say something about lunch? I'm not sure I can break free, but if lunch is in the plans, I can kind of like keep thinking in that direction.
Yes, I did mention my wife got a lunch with a friend, so not that that matters, but I'm available for today, and nothing in stone yet. Don't know what I'm going to do for breakfast here or when, but something we can both keep in mind if it works out, that'd be cool.
Okay, 24ZYQ. Well, I'm on the 625 right now, Sean, and I'm not on a mobile. I'm on a base, 50 watts, Yaesu 7250 with the attic antenna. I can go to the other one and try it out in a second if you guys got a 2 minutes or a minute. Back to you, Sean.
Yeah, go ahead, because you should have no problems from where you're at with that setup.
Yeah, 84ZYQ now on the FBI at 50 watts.
Wow, Joe, that doesn't make sense. You're on the 442.6? You sure you're not on the 2.5 or the 225?
I'm on the 442.600, actually.
Well, I mean, you're okay. It will work, but that's a little, it's a little light from what I would expect. I would expect, because you're at Garfield and Hall, right, basically?
Yep, USL that. Yeah, just behind Macomb Community College over here, Hall and Garfield.
See, now you're fine. It's just a little fry, you know, in the distance. You're fine. I mean, it's usable. It just, you should be bulk riding from there. How I run that strip, you know, I run 59 mobile all the way to work, and I'm in it just fine all the way going by there. So why isn't your base with 50 watts, you know, at least that good? So that's puzzling. Huh. Anyhow, Greg?
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually a little bit further north, although a little bit east as well. I'm only half a mile east of Garfield, so I'm 4 miles north of that. And the same situation, base set up with an attic antenna. I'm wondering if there's a building that's just direct between him and the SCI tower.
Well, I'm getting you guys, both of you, pretty much 5.8 signal, so that's a good reception. But hey, if it's readable, workable, that's all that matters, I guess. But you guys take care. I didn't want to interrupt a lot. Just wanted to jump in when Sean was testing out that headset or whatever and give another perspective. Hey, you people, sound quality and transmission, I can't even talk this morning. Have a good day, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, it's so weird because, you know, you're fine. You could use this, but it sounds like you're on a handheld and like you're tilting it or something. You know, just kind of like it flirts out and, you know, flips back in. And very strange. So, and that's, for that area, 50 watts on a base. Boy, I just wouldn't expect that. All right, mysteries. Okay, enough on that. You know, you can use it if you need to. You know, so there's that. And Greg, back to the last thing. Yeah, so I'm down here. But once I'm done with this run with my wife, then I got my 9 o'clock virtual, which I picked a surrogate yesterday so that if I can't, you know, because I don't know how long this is going to last or if I'm going to get pulled in or anything. So I don't necessarily have to do that, but that's early anyhow. That's like 9 to 10. So yeah, let's. I'm gonna make a plan. You know, when it gets to be a long, you know, 11 something check in and see what we're doing. I guess put out the word to the stranger, see if he's around for a change, and you know, we can you know, go to La Puma, you know, and douse him in chili or something.
All right, very good. I will rattle his cage, and maybe we'll execute on the plan then.
Yeah, just real quick. That don't take that as a, you know, where I want to go or anything. I just was, it was more about Dave than you know, going to La Pumas. It was just something I tossed out there. Not anything I'm seriously committed to.
Yep, roger that. Understood.
So, Joe, have you been utilizing any of the new features on the Mecca, either the Echo Link or anything? Have you given it a try? Well, I guess not. Anyhow, yeah, I got that, Greg. I got most everything done there. I'm working on getting the Broadcastify feed up and running, so I tried to do it by their instructions, but I'm going to do something a little different. Fred sent something up where we're archiving it at his data center, and then they're doing a poll instead of pushing to them. It's a lot better on the system hardware and everything. So, but man, I could not get the archiving, like the audio broadcasting to broadcast the site. Saved my life. I couldn't do it. I tried everything.
Huh, that's odd and frustrating. I'm sure it was just some little gremlin, but you'll get it, I'm sure. KEA-VSI.
Yeah, they have the instructions. They have a full instruction page on how to do it at ASL3. And, you know, it's, you know, do this. And right out of the gate, and I've got a stone stock ASL3 Debian 12 install. And, first of all, one of the commands that they call for isn't available. I don't know why, but it's just not working. I've done it exactly. Not only that, exactly like I did it on the 2.6, which is working with Broadcastify perfectly, has been for years. The only difference is there's 0.5.2 version of the software, and I got 1.0.5 in the new installation. So I got a newer version of this one piece of software, you know, and of course it's ASL2 versus ASL3 as well. So, you know, is that it? But there is instructions right on the ASL3 webpage to do exactly what I did, and it just won't log in. I just cannot get it to work. So, weird stuff. But anyhow, that's not important. I just one of the last. Really, I'm just mentioning it. Just. Those are the little housekeeping things. I'm just trying to get all those little things worked out. And then I don't know if I'm ever done, but they'll get to a point where I'm happy, and I'll just say, you know what, I've lit up everything I can, and now I can walk away in good faith.
Right. No, I completely understand that. Yeah, you might want to get, like, a checklist. I'm sure you've got one in your head. But if you leave it open-ended, you'll never be done. So you have to figure out everything that you want to have lit up, and then call it at that point. Because it'll never end otherwise.
A4 ZYQ question.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, not to disrupt your conversation there. I appreciate being able to jump in briefly. Sean, I think what I was transmitting on when you said there was a lot of noise was the UHF 500 frequency. You got a West Bloomfield link to this one?
That's correct. That's kind of what I thought. And you sounded about like you'd probably sound on the 500, so that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think I cleared up what the problem was. This is probably the best one to be on the link system that you got, because I think this one, if I'm not mistaken, the UHF 600 is, that's a Mount Clements or Macomb County frequency?
Well, the 2.6 is my WARN repeater, and I am more and more offering it up to any kind of emergency, you know, services or, you know, cert, if you will, you know, for M3, anything, you know, that's public service, I'm making it available. You know, clearly it's for tomfoolery otherwise, but when, you know, poop hits the fan, it's there and available. And it's in Warren. Are you on it now? Because if you're on it now, you are like the Rock of Gibraltar. You're sounding great.
Well, the one I'm on now is a 3.625. That one there, Roger.
Right, but now I want you to try the 2.6. Let's see how you are in the 2.6 now that you've figured out what might be going on.
Let me find that frequency because I only have 199 frequencies on this radio. Hang on, KE4ZYQ. You guys can go ahead.
199 frequencies in the 181, right?
Yep. All right, I just texted Dave. We'll see if we get an answer. I haven't heard from him in a couple of days, so we'll see. But hopefully that plan will come together.
All right, sounds cool. Yeah, I'd be game for running up that way. So, did something interesting. I'm game. I think that'll work out. So, okay, I'm going to jump out of here now. I'm going to go back inside. Here she comes. Look at that, perfect timing. So, wow. I'm going to jump out of here. W8FU.
Talk to you soon, KE8VSI.
Hey, it could be one. Hey, UGQ Mobile Monitoring.
KE8VSI.
Yep, yep. Well, BJ's has the really, really long and high cords or hoses, so they're easy to get to the other side if necessary. And I got the right side this time, so it's all good. Okay, I'm next up, I'm gonna go up here, tank up, and then go inside and get some bottled water. Then we'll take a look at the time and see what's going on. Did Dave give a time? And I'm thinking somewhere in that, I suggested La Puma. It was just kind of a joke thing because Dave carries on about it. And I really could do that. That would work fine for me. But I'm open. I'm open to any suggestions. I don't really care.
Nope, we didn't establish any kind of time frame, so we're looking at like in about 45 to an hour from now, I'm guessing, and then I'll get a hold of them and see if we have anything in mind, and we'll go from there.
Alrighty, N8NM, are you listening or are you glistening? So glistening is like listening with jazz hands. All right, anyhow, I'm next up. I'll be back. W8FU. All righty, two more things off my list.
Oh, good for you. I'm heading to work, believe it or not. I didn't really want to do it today, but I think I am.
Well, let's see. I'm going to meet Greg and Dave for lunch. And I got to get some things for my grandson for his birthday tomorrow. Nothing big, just some gift cards. And then I got to get the pooch to the vet. I got to get a nail trim and get his ears cleaned. So that's the rest of my day.
That is starting to sound like a retirement schedule.
K-E-A-V-S-I.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to get out of BJ's. This intersection is turning into the intersection from hell. Anyhow, go ahead, Greg.
Alrighty, got a hold of the Dave, and I made a command decision of the Flaming Grill, 19 and a quarter mile, just north of 19 mile on the east side of Mound Road.
What do they flame, Greg?
It's your typical family diner.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, we went to one over there. I don't know, her sister's birthday was earlier this week, and we went, I forget, some sort of Middle Eastern type thing, but Vietnamese maybe. They served you a big bowl of soup, but the soup was more of a broth, and then they brought you all of the stuff. And then you just cooked it all individually in the boiling soup. It was really good. I forget the name of it. I'll post it on Discord. But it was pretty good. I was, like, totally against it. I actually copped a little attitude. But once I started eating the food, the attitude went away. So, Sean, did you make it out? I'm going to hand it to you.
Yeah, I turned right and then went down a little, turned left and spun around and came out that way. There was no turning left out of BJ's down by me. Forget that. And then I got a phone call and I took today off because I had a million things to do and tomorrow's my grandson's birthday and my dark team just called and said they need me to sub and I'm like, I don't know, we'll see, but. Anyhow, yeah, so I'm back out here, heading home with the groceries and take a look at my list and figure out what's going on from there.
Ooh, tricky driving to get out. Very good. All right, well, just give me, I'm assuming you heard where, the Flaming Grill, if you're okay with that, and shoot a time out there when you know, and we'll meet you there.
Yeah, I didn't. I heard 19 mile or something like that. Give me the details again. And I'm probably good for, let's see, it's 11. I'm probably good for, probably going to be closer to noon.
All right. It's called the Flaming Grill. It's a family diner just north of 19 mile on the east side of Mound Road.
Okay, that sounds easy enough. I might be, you know, I'll tell you what, just hold that thought. Let me get home, unpack, and I'll let you know. You know, it'll only take me about 15 minutes or 20 minutes to get there, so I'll let you know how long. It's about the same for everybody, I'm guessing, about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep, it should work out for everybody right around there, yep.
Okay, I will, I'll know shortly here, and I'll jump back out here, but I should be 12 at the latest.
All right, standing by for further updates, KD8 VSI.
W8FU, Wally.
I am at the office, so I shall chat with all of you later. Keep cool, and till we meet again, N8KPP.
Wally, you can bail on that overrated work thing and come meet us for lunch.
No, I promised Mama I was going to take her, so she's going to meet me at the office, and I don't want to back out of that one, so... You know, I got to tell you, it's kind of a funny story. I was at the hardware store yesterday, and I was looking at the electric lawnmowers. I mean, I just think they're kind of cool. So this guy was a salesman there, and he says, well, what intrigues you to a lawnmower? I says, I really don't like getting out of my chair and having to start the lawnmower for the wife when she cuts the grass. This way here, she doesn't have to start it. And this poor guy didn't know what to say.
That's a good one, for sure. Yeah, I've got an Ego I bought a couple years ago. Love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, as I said, you know, well, now I won't even have to get out of my chair to start the lawnmower for it. So, yeah, it was kind of funny. So, he wasn't sure if I was messing with him or if I was telling the truth or whatever. I thought, yeah, pretty good. Yeah, they're coming down in price. I'm looking at the Toro. I thought the Toro was pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, definitely a funny one for sure. All right, KD8 VSI.
NAKPP.
Go ahead. Thought I heard another station. Oh, well. KD8 VSI.
That was probably me, W8RCY. I accidentally did Keith. My bad. I'll go back to my room. Everybody have a great day. It's Friday.
All right, Don, good afternoon. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I'm still around. I don't know what time zone you're in, but it's 11 o'clock here, so it's still morning where I'm at.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, well, I stand corrected.
No, I had to double-check for myself because I had a crazy night last night. We had a... You live in a senior citizen complex, you wouldn't think there would be a disturbance like we had last night going into this morning. It kept me up most of the night. Worse than a thunderstorm, but a bunch of old seniors got into it, and, I don't know, I guess some rough housing was going on, and... I guess we had the boys in blue out here, or black, or whatever color their uniforms are now, and to keep the peace. But, yeah, it was just one of those strange nights, and you know, I just laying in bed just shaking my head going, come on, people. You're older than me. And it's like fighting like cats and dogs, and somebody hit the floor hard. You know, what parts of it I could pick up on the scanner were kind of funny. But, yeah. And it went on even at 7 o'clock this morning when I was trying to sleep in, and it woke me back up. So that's my day so far. Now I just got to figure out what I'm going to do for lunch or dinner, or order something for lunch and dinner. Everybody have a good day. I'll see some of you guys at breakfast tomorrow. Make the best of it. W-A-R-C-Y.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. A ruckus at the senior center there or whatever. I mean, I hope nobody was hurt and all that, but it seems a little odd. So, all right, well, you know where lunch is if you want to head there, and I'll be standing by. KEABSI.
I appreciate the offer, but I can get there. It's not going to be, you know, that hard to get there by Uber or something. But no, you guys do your thing, and one day I'll be able to join you. I'm still working on other things here on my end, and I don't know. Like I say, sometimes I feel like I wouldn't fit in anyway. So, all right, again, have a great day. We'll be maybe getting a nap in. I don't know. I still got to figure out what I'm going to eat. Later, guys. Take care.
All right, maybe next time, KE8BSI.
All right, Greg, I can leave any time from here on out. So you guys tell me what time you want, and I'll be there, provided it's at least 20 minutes from now, time to drive. So I will wait on your direction.
Let's see here. Dave said at 10:58, going for a 20-minute walk. He'll be back, so he'll be back at 11:20. So 11:45 work.
All right. We'll see you there at 1:45.
So say we all. KEABSI.
W-A-F-U.
W-A-R-C-Y has a quick question for you.
Okay. I was only doing long questions, but we could open up the floor for a quick question.
Well, I mean, you have a busy day today, and sounds like you might have a busy day tomorrow. Are you planning on attending breakfast, or is your schedule tomorrow going to alter that?
No, breakfast is still no problem in the schedule, so breakfast is a go. Everything I've got to do is after that, or today.
Well, I know you have some personal activities to take care of tomorrow, but I thought with the tomorrow morning, isn't there a AARPSC something program going on? I thought maybe you were going to participate in that or something, and that's why I was just double-checking.
I am not. I can't be gone that long. So I'm going to go to breakfast, have breakfast, say hi, go home, and then start getting ready for everything. They're just getting underway just about when we're leaving breakfast, so it ain't going to work out for me.
Okie dokie. I hope that wasn't too short or not long enough of a question, but all right. Well, we'll be sandbagging today and listening in the background and taking care of a few things around here. Have a great afternoon. I hope you get your bucket list done and stuff tomorrow. We'll see you in the morning. W8RCY, we are clear. Make the best of your day.
Okie dokie. I think my stop is coming up right here. I can't remember where there was a... I got to go to a CVS. I'm pretty sure there's one right here. And... Ah, crap. No, that must have been a writing or a closed CVS. What the hell? So... That was a CVS at one time. Not no mo. Like they closed all the Rite Aids, half the CVSs, and forced us all to Walgreens.
They're everywhere when you don't need one, but when you do, you can't find one.
Yep, and that's, I specifically need a CVS, so, I will find one, I left early to stop at the one I thought was at 19 and DeQuinter, but I think it was, but it's all shuttered now, so, one of the ones that got the act, so now I'm ahead of schedule.
Well, there may be another in your path.
There is a CVS inside Target between you and me, Sean.
I did not know that. I will, that'll work out good because I need to get some gift cards. And, that will, I know that Target is real good in the gift card department. What side's this on, east or west, Greg?
Side. It'll be on your right if you're coming north on Mound.
I'm going south. You're saying it's south of 19?
No, negative. North of 19.
Oh, I will turn around, make the loop-de-loop, the sit-and spin.
ETA 1142.
Has Dave gotten on the road yet? He's just being shy. Okay, I see a flaming grill.
Cool, still there, very good.
Oh, look at me, I got the Christmas parking spot. Well, I'm looking at CVS's website, and they're all over the place. How is it every one that I know of is closed?
Yeah, like I said, because you need it. Well, if you're on the website, you're bound to find out what you need there somewhere in your travels.
According to this, I got three of them less than 2 miles away. And if I go out to 5 miles, there's another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good grief. This can't be right. They're everywhere.
When I first hooked up with Beaumont, they, here when I'm on this side of town now, they hooked me up with a CVS at John R. somewhere out near Oakland Mall, and I said, well, there's a CVS inside Target right here across the street from where my campus is. Put me over there, and what little drugs I do take, because I don't do drugs anymore of any kind because I don't trust doctors, I just go right there at the CVS inside Target, and 9 times out of 10, it's there ready for me when I walk in. I figured that might be helpful for you because of the close proximity to your home. W-A-R-C-Y.
Well, it looks like there's one at 18 in Ryan, which is on my way home, and several others. And like you said, the one at Target. So. All right. Enough on that, then. But, I am sitting here at the Flaming Grill, the FG. Is everyone flaming here, Greg? Do I need to change into something more colorful?
Oh, I hadn't considered that. I don't know.
I'll just walk in, throw my hand up, and go, yes.
I think, or Greek menu. So you might want to walk in with your hands up and say, opa.
Yeah, this place, it's beige and black. Doesn't strike me as something an LGBTQ would have designed. It's very stoic. No, that's not the right word. Anyhow, it's rather dark. Oh, you get the New Year's Eve spot. I got the Christmas spot.
What does that mean?
We used to always joke with the kids when we went somewhere, if we got, like, you know, like the first spot, you know, right by the door, we'd always say, oh, man, you got the Christmas spot.
Oh, all right, very good. Well, New Year's Eve is working pretty good. KZ8Z, KE8VSI, are you listening?
Well, I can throw this up on DB switch and we can go in and get seated.
Okay, sounds good. KE8VSI.
W8FU.
KF8VIC.
You joining us, sir?
Yes, no problem.
Well, this is close to your house. Do you know where we're at? I think we met at 4. We are 19 Mile Road in Mound. We're north of 19 on Mound. It's called the Flaming Grill.
Not at this time. I have to wash the clothes and I have to do some work outside. Not at this time. It may be a second time.
Hi, Jack. Sorry, we're just getting seated. But, okay. We are at the Flaming Grill. 19 amount.
Yes, John, thank you. KF8DRC.
W8FU4KE8DSI. You guys copy? KZ8DSI.
We hear you.
Hey, John, I got hung up by my neighbor, so I'm just leaving now. I'm 20 minutes out, so obviously go ahead and order, and I'll catch up. Sorry about that. See you soon.
Yeah, Greg pretty much explained that with you. We're always, like, second or third fiddle, so we get it.
All right, second and third is generous. Usually it's sixth or seventh or eighth, so see, you are pumped up.
There you go. All right. Yeah, we're sitting down inside looking at the menu, so we'll see you when you get here. So I'll be right after you.
Copy that, KZ8.
KFA, PRC.
Who are you looking for, Jack?
You guys still inside the restaurant?
Yes, we are. Dave just got here.
I'm here, too. I see you inside. KF8DRC.
All right, we saved the spot for you.
Is there on that frequency, please? My call sign in a second. I got a foreign call sign. This is Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo calling. Is there any station on the frequency?
KF8 CNH. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, can you speak a little bit louder? Please, could you advise me what I have to break by to give my call sign? Call sign is Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo, and I have to make a stroke. I don't know which one to use. Okay, over.
I'm not sure if I can help you. I'm not sure what you're referencing.
Okay, what's your call sign, sir? And then I think I'll have to break by your prefix. Okay, over.
Call sign KF 9 CNH Kilo Frank 9 Charlie Nora Henry.
Okay, sir, so I have to break by Kilo Frank. Frank, okay? So I'm breaking by Kilo Frank, the Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo, the Polish call sign, over.
Yes, sir, you are loud and clear.
My name is Eric, Echo Radio India Charlie, and my QTH is Warsaw, Poland. Over.
Hey, nice to meet you, Eric. My name is Jay. My QTH is Hemlock, Michigan.
I flew in here from Europe about 2 weeks ago. I am in Frankenmuth at this moment. I just arrived 5 minutes ago. My family went to this Christmas shop here, if you're familiar with it, and I'm staying here on the parking lot, and I tried to open up the Saginaw repeater, but I was unsuccessful. You know, I think I'm just a little too far. So again, my name is Eric, Echo Radio India Charlie. Thank you, Jay. And the place you just mentioned, I really don't know where that's at, you know. And how far is it from Frankenmuth, if you can say, over?
I'm about an hour drive, probably 40 miles as the crow flies. You're probably connected to the Frankenmuth repeater that is connected into this system. And glad to have you in town. Hopefully you enjoy the amenities in Frankenmuth. It's a pretty cool town.
Sir, I was here in 1979 when I was a little kid, and this is... I really don't remember anything from this place, you know, such a long time. I stay in the United States, but mostly in California and Europe, both. You know, I travel both between both continents. I used to live in Michigan a long time ago, too. Then I moved to California, and then I moved, kind of like semi-moved, to Europe. And then I used to have an American call sign. I don't even remember it. But the thing is that I took a test in Poland, and I got my call sign here, which I will repeat for the listeners. Sugar Queen 5, Kilo India Echo, and I am on QRZ.com. Okay, over.
Yeah, sounds good, sir. Sounds good. Always glad to have visitors to the area, and happy to hear the... Hand users from out of the country. Don't see them or hear them very often. This particular network. KF8 CNH.
KF9 CNH, Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo Stroke K Kilo Frank. You know, I operate on the shortwave radio, too. I have a couple of radios, actually three, PS870, Kenwood, Python 7300, and I recently purchased, I didn't even use it, you know, before I came to the States, the FD DX101NT, okay, so 200 watt radio shortwave, and the only problem I have is I have a problem of installing the antenna. It's very high in order to touch the United States. I've come to Canada a few times, but I think it was only once, you know, but the thing is that I just need to improve the antenna. Okay, Jay, over to you.
Yeah, the antenna is always a challenge for all of us, making sure that they're tuned up correctly and up high enough. Again, just to confirm, Kilo Frank 8, Charlie Nora Henry.
Kilo Frank 8, not 9, okay, I'm sorry. Charlie Nora. Jay, we have a lot of ham radio operators in this area. Over.
There's quite a few. I would say a dozen to 20 of the local club. Then there's a bigger statewide club. This particular network is catches traffic across the state and is linked into a couple of other networks. So usually there's quite a bit of traffic from day to day. I'm not sure exactly what you're saying there. Most of your transmission was pretty broken. I'm not sure if you moved or what happened, but not very clear at all. Only got little bits and pieces. KF8 CNH.
KF8 CNH, Sugar Queen 5, Kilo ADI called KF. How is this now? Okay, I have a lot of wind here. Maybe that's what it was.
Definitely readable at this point.
Thank you very much. I'm standing here. I'm working on the FT5B. It's 5 watts. You know, the wind is this wind is really annoying. I was saying that the standard in Europe is different than in the United States. That's what I said last message. Okay.
Affirmative. I'm relatively new ham here in the United States. Don't have a lot of experience with other countries. Most of my experience on radios is in the business radio world.
Okay, so you're kind of like a novice, yeah? QSL?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
Okay, I've had a license already for like 17 years, you know, Polish license, you know. But the American license, you know, was taken away from me because I did not pay the dues. I don't even remember that call sign, you know. Gee, man, you know, I got to. But the thing is that the only thing I know that I can use my call sign, you know, my Polish call sign here outside of the Poland for only 3 months in a given country. So I'm trying to adhere to the regulations and rules and not try to break them up.
Yeah, I would say you're going to be pretty safe. I don't think the American FCC police are out there chasing people down too much these days.
Communication, you know, wireless communication is so abundant, you know, that I am pretty sure I'm not going to change anything. Thank you very much. Besides, I have a license, you know, so everything is okay. Jay, if you have anything to do, go ahead and let you go. Thank you very much. I'll jot down your call sign in a second, just thank you for responding, you know. And the only last question, you know, for the final, I would like to know where this repeater is located, okay? Could you move me around on the map, you know, from Frankenmuth, you know, find out where exactly that repeater is? Over.
If I'm not mistaken, the repeater that you're probably on is north of town, just a little ways, but the exact coordinates, I'm not exactly sure.
I'll be in Frankenmuth for a while, you know, so if you hear me on this, calling different stations. Other stations, you know, so, and hopefully I will be able to make a QSO again. Jay, thank you very much. I'm glad that this works and that we had a little bit of communication, for which I am very grateful. And just good luck to you, your family, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much, okay? Kilo Frank 8, CNH.
You're certainly welcome, sir. Glad to have you again. Best wishes to you and yours and your time here in the States. You may get a little bit better luck if you move up to the top of the hill there in town and get out of that hole that you're in down there by the restaurants. Kilo Frankie, Charlie Nora Henry, I'll be clear.
I got a good old big pork chop dinner, and I couldn't even finish it. They were huge, but it was delicious.
Okay, well, we got to start a channel called the Food Network.
Yeah, well, the way we all operate, it could be any channel at any given time.
There we go. She'll call it General. Yeah, we're on our way now. We're going to M29 Diner over in Fairhaven. At least I think that's where we're going. I haven't heard any objections.
All right, very good. Can't go wrong with that. Next stop, the Lotto store, then home.
What would you do with $80 million? Give it to your friends, right?
Yep, I would spread the wealth to some people, that's for sure.
I've already got that planned out. I'm going to lease myself a jet and a pilot, and the minute somebody figures out where I am, we're going to move.
Ah, play cat and mouse the rest of your life. That'd be fun.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm going down the road to the place where we're going to eat. So you have a good day, Greg. I'll chat later at NKPP.
All righty. Enjoy lunch. KE8DSI.
on to CBS.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
This is probably the one I was thinking of. I just hit it on the I hit it on the wrong mile road. I was a mile over and a mile down.
Hurry up before you go on lunch.
No, I don't need anything from the pharmacy, so I'm good there.
Okay, it's 8 BIC.
All right, I'm going in. Wish me luck. If you don't hear from me in 10 minutes, send the cavalry. WNFU.
Good luck.
W8FSM, W8FU. W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ. Good afternoon.
Yeah, pretty good. I've got a big, long laundry list of things to do, and I'm at the very end of it. So, not bad. Took the day off. Actually, it's my quitting time, so it took me all day to get my list knocked out. How about you?
Well, Sean, being retired and not having too much obligations or involvement due to health, I get what I get done when I can, if I can, and if I choose to do it. And mine's a narrow, very limited schedule of responsibility, accountabilities, and maintaining life, if you know what I mean. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I'm still doing the 9 to 5, so I got to normally do that. But my wife started off, she got an appointment at 7:30 this morning. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to take the day. We'll start off there. And I was going to put a laundry list of things I needed to get done and make it a point. And got them all, so not unhappy with that. I do want to, N8XZ's node, I'm working on N8XZ's node, his all-star node. I'd like to, I had plans to do that this evening, because my, I'm going to be tied up with my son's birthday party. But, guys called me from my dart team, and they need me. You know, you got to come play, we're short. So, I'll putz with it a little when I get home, but they keep loading my plate. So are you on the warn now, or did you finally get it get on the warn just to see how you're doing?
I have no idea why there's an issue with the other one, but I'm on the UHF 625, and you know which one that one is, right?
Yeah, I do. You mentioned that earlier. So that's the UMP repeater, and it is a MI1, a W8CMN repeater. So if I am not connected up to the Central Michigan network, that repeater is not part of the 2526. So it is working. It works for you while connected, but if we had to likely activate, we'd probably end up dropping and utilize this repeater system, or I should say the FEI repeater system, then we'd likely drop that link. So pretty important to find your alternative over on the FEI network of repeaters.
QSL that. Well, I'm on the UHF 600 right now, from what I'm seeing, so I don't know. I'd be pretty interested if you guys told me the other day or other time.
May I?
So you're sounding a little scratchy like you were earlier today, and I'm suspecting you're on the 500, not the 600. So who else was in there? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, sirs. You're going to be very surprised. My call sign is Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo, and I don't know if I should break by Kilo Frank or whatever. You have to help me here. My name is Eric. My QTH is Frank Booth right at this moment, and the call sign you just heard is the Polish call sign, Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo. Over.
Okay, Eric, yeah, we met you a couple of weeks ago at the breakfast, and you're on the Frankenmuth repeater, which is connected up to the repeaters down here. I'm on one in Warren, down in near Detroit, and Joe here is on one in Mount Clemens, but we're trying to make sure he can operate the one in Warren.
Okay, thank you very much. The only thing is I probably do not remember your face, but even the call sign will not give me any familiarity with you guys, but I thank you very much. I noticed this is a linked repeater, and I didn't know. I thought it was a local one, you know, and that's fine, but thank you very much for contact. You know, this is going to be very brief, because all I want to do is to find out if everything works, and my brother's calling me here with the whole family. They want to see and visit much more of Frankenfurt, whatever it's called. Okay, what's called on Frankenmuth. And the weather is just fine. A little bit of clouds, about, I would say, 55 degrees. And I'm returning back to Detroit, actually to Warren, this afternoon. This is Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo. Over.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think we exchanged information. I was sitting kind of down the end from you. We talked very briefly. But, all right, very good. Well, enjoy Frankenmuth. It is one of the must-see places in Michigan. It's a little bit of a tourist trap. Well, not a little bit, a lot of a tourist trap, but you know, the chicken dinner is pretty good, and it's a lot of fun. And being there in Poland, when you're in Poland, you probably see the ties to that Bavarian kind of German kind of thing that they're trying to pull off, although I'm sure it's an Americanized version of it. But I want to get with Joe real quick here, because I am only about a half mile from home, and I do want to complete the thought here on the repeater while I got him.
Okay, we've already eaten that chicken. You know, nothing special. I think in Germany that chicken is a lot better. But, you know, they're trying. It's not bad. You know, I'm not hungry anymore. Everything was just fine. I'm not going to hold you up, okay? I don't want to hold you up, you know, so thank you very much. And if you're driving, you know, that's going to distract you. So I'm just going to sign off. If anybody wants to say on the final to me, then go ahead. This is Sugar Queen 5 Kilo India Echo. Over.
Hey, Joe, you still in there? Did you verify whether you're on the 6 or the 5? Because I'm thinking you're on the 5.
Negative KE4ZYQ. He's definitely that gentleman back there. No, right now I'm on the 442-600, Roger.
All right, well, something's not adding up, because you shouldn't be, you're fine, but you shouldn't be You shouldn't be, you know, noisy. You should be solid. So I know earlier when we were having the same problem, you said you thought you were on the 5, you know, the 2.5 in West Bloomfield instead of the 2.6 in Warren. So it just, it sounds exactly the same as then. So, okay, well, I'll leave it at that. I'm pulling up at home here, and I got to get inside. I had the dog to the vet. Now I got to get. Now I got to get in the house here and tell my wife what they found and all that good stuff. He's fine. We'll catch you later. W8FU.
One last thing, Sean. I understand that the Macomb County SCT exercise tomorrow. That this is the one they're using, I think. I thought they're using one of the FBI. But I hope it works. If I'm readable, I guess that's all that matters. W8FU, KE4ZYQ, 73.
I believe they are offering it up as an alternative. As an alternative. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they work something in the, you know, work something into the plans for that. But, hey, who knows? All right, catch you later. I've arrived. W8FU.
7-3, thanks for the cue, Sullen, the help. 84ZYQ, Claire.
KE4ZYQ, KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ, the young man from KE4ZYQ, are you doing okay?
Yeah, Matt, dumb and ugly, same as always, and, yeah, you are. You're not your normal crystal clear self there. You're not using that beam in the bedroom pointed the wrong way, are you?
Well, this is the link repeater. I was on the 600, UHF 600. Now I'm on the 635, I think it is. How's sound on this one? Back to you.
Yeah, that one. This one's better, but I'm just curious about the antenna you're using. You're using the one in the attic or that beam you had in the bedroom there?
All transmissions on the UHF, EHF has gone through the attic, which is the highest one, dual band. Comet GP3 should be no big difference in the vertical up there, so I don't know. Hard to say.
Oh, it was just a thought. I thought maybe you were still playing with that beam, maybe headed the wrong direction or something. But you're nice and clear on this one. But, yeah, you were real noisy on the Warren one there. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate it. The only thing I can think of is the line of sight being a vertical. If there's something major building-wise or something between me and the Warren as opposed to this one, that's the only difference. And, of course, I'm going through my attic, obviously, my building, and any building between me and the repeater. And there's probably some trees, too, at a different angle. Off in the distance, and my takeoff point of my antenna, being I'm away from most trees and most buildings, the takeoff point is a little better. You know, I got a little more height and expanded signal being shot out, but still, I think the Warren one is apparently there's something between that just knocking my signal down to maybe not too good. Back to you.
Yeah, something's up because you're closer to it than I am, and I can hit it with the 10-watt HT on the porch here, so I'd probably be a little bit scratchy on that one too, but I could probably use that one also. So, yeah, there's something going on there. But anyway, I just thought I'd jump in and let you know, heard you out there, and just thought I'd chime in and say good afternoon.
Oh, I appreciate it quite a bit. I appreciate it. Different perspectives, different angles, different people. What I'm going to have to do is figure out where that repeater is, the other one, the Warren one, and actually go on Google Earth and do a point-by-point, you know, one point to the next. What's in between me and it? Because I'm curious now. There's got to be some buildings or something, or a building, that's got that signal being deterred or screwed up a little bit. So that's my guess, guesstimation. But anyhow, didn't catch the group in the morning. I don't know if you caught anybody this morning, but I didn't. May have got up a little late or got busy or something. Back to you.
Yeah, I didn't catch them this morning. I was out feeding the babies there, and once I got back in, I jumped back and started hugging the pillow again. And I was going to try to catch David on the way home there, but there was a fellow from Ypsilanti doing radio checks from repeater to repeater, so I just let him have it and just listened.
KE4ZYQ. Well, I got to tell you off subject a little bit, and I mean this with all major and sincerity. If you feel as good as you sound lately, the last couple of times, I hope you do. Because I know there was a time, I don't know, a few days or more ago, maybe a week ago or less, when I heard you on the radio, and I thought, oh, geez, I can hear how good of a day or bad of a day health-wise some people are. And it may not be just from sleepiness or grogginess. I know when you weren't feeling good one day just by hearing your voice. But you sound better today, and I hope you feel at least half as good as what you sound like, even though it doesn't sound right. But you know what I mean.
Yes, sir, I do. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. But I don't want to tie this one up anymore. I'm going to say 7-3s and get back inside and check on my little man there, and we'll catch you down the road. KEWOJ, I'll be listening now.
Yeah, I think about you and that Rambo often. Kind of jealous that you got that little guy. He's cute, I'm sure. Seen that one picture a while back, yep. Well, I'll take care of him and hope the other ones you're doing outside are surviving. Being the weather's changing, they should be doing a little better, hopefully. KE8WOJ, KE4ZYQ, thanks for the QSO and the comeback. KE4ZYQ, clear. KEYQ, testing on frequency. Yeah, KE4ZYQ getting a key up, but no audio. KE4ZYQ monitoring. Audio on that last transmission there. Yeah, I was just checking out, trying to find the Warren, FBI Warren repeater that testament as good as it may have used to or whatever.
I'm linked over at Richmond. You drop out a couple times, but I'm still just audio or audible.
QSL that. Yeah, I'm getting a little wavering in my receive signal here. When you were talking, it was wavering like the wind was blowing the antenna around. Not mine, but the repeater. Roger.
I was pushing 5 on. I'm at school section. I'm making a helmet coming at you now. KCA-KGO.
It was KCA-KGO. I'm getting you a wavering between a S5 and an S7.
Can't be the wind. I have my windows closed, but I just got a little mag mount dual band on top of the main here, so I'll push a 25 on UHF on Richmond. I don't want to go up any higher. I don't want to burn the tower down.
You got Joe, Juliet, Oscar Echo here on this end. And it's not your radio necessarily, it's just the nature of ham radio with the receive site obstacles, getting into the repeater getting into my radio, and this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, wavering could be weather-related, but not necessarily the transmit or the receive site moving, as you might know. Back to you.
I gotcha. Yeah, you being in Hall and Garfield, you'd probably just hit the outer band. Is it an AC in the Warren?
I've got a mobile base with an attic antenna, kind of GP3, and I'm running 50 watts. So a mobile as a base, solid power, non-mobile. Yeah, it is what it is. But thanks for the comeback. KG4's DYQ, clear, but listen out. KG4's
DYQ, 73LC at the next ARPS meeting. KG8KJ will monitor and mobile.
What you doing, Mr. Tom?
What's up, Wally? I'm dropping up a co-worker over here at the Richmond Ford. He's got to go pick up a dilapidated vehicle that they don't want to 100% repair, so he's going to go sit in the
hey, Alpha Zulu, monitor.
Oh, very good. NAKPP. I'm actually heading home. Grandkid, mom was running late, so I had to go grab him from the school, which I did, and he said he wanted a donut. So I took him to Tim Hortons, and he had a donut, and Bad Grandpa had a donut.
I had two this morning, so I got you beat.
Yep, bad NAKPP.
I'm just about to buzz by the Richmond site here. I'm pushing 5 out on the mobile cell. And I got my Motorola set for 51. If you wanted to chat on that one. KC, could you?
Okay. Well, is it bad, or you still got that frequency we had the other day?
Yeah, let me look
on a second.
Yeah, I got it.
I'm
just tuning in. KPP,
give me a minute. I'll meet you there. KPP.
KPP, nope, I can't reach you. I think we're too far for Simplex. KPP, you.
DF8DRC, W8EAP.
Kibo, Zulu 8, Juliet Foxtrot Mobile.
Testing Echo Link.
K
KE8UWY, looking for a signal report.
This is KE8WUO, looking for KE4ZYQ, Joe.
Everything. I'm kind of in a hurry. Got to be there at 10. I don't have that far to go, but I just don't like being late. So, name here is Mike in Little Pier, Michigan.
N1KRD.
W8FU.
and 4 GPO mobile.